letters of the Rebbe in volume 10, letter number 3127, Baruch Hashem, the 19th day of Kislev, Tovshin Tezvav, Brooklyn. Ha'avrich, the young man, Aaron Sheyichia Serbransky. Shalom Abracha. The Rebbe is responding to his letter dated the 14th of Kislev. And the Rebbe says, as you requested, I'm going to mention all those that which you write about on the holy tzion of my father-in-law, the oil of my father-in-law, the Rebbe with all the titles here, for all that they need as you write. So, I guess he was working, doing outreach work, but he didn't speak the language. So he asked the Rebbe, his question was, should he learn the language so he can do, I guess, more his work outreach. The Rebbe says, yes, it is fitting for you to learn to speak the language of the country. Not sure where it is, whether it's talking about Australia, where was Sobranski there, or talking about English or other language. But the Rebbe says you should, because that will give you the possibility to influence and to bring closer to Judaism also those youth that don't understand any other language. You have to talk to them in the language that they understand. And the Rebbe says, I'm not intending over here to learn it with all the detail to become a linguistic to be able to speak. I just mean just to know enough so that you can communicate properly. And the Rebbe says, therefore, I'm hopeful it's not going to take you too long because you just got to learn how to speak the language. And the Rebbe blesses him for success in his holy work to bring the hearts of the Jewish people closer to their Father in heaven. And you should merit, the Rebbe says, the fulfillment of the blessing of the Alter Rebbe, who says in the Torah Or in the beginning that the person who reaches out to others and devotes his time, his mind, and his heart become purified or become refined 1,000 times as such, as the Rebbe has spoken in many different letters. So the Rebbe blesses him as well. Apparently, he gave up from his time of yeshiva to do the outreach work, and Rebbe doesn't want him to worry about that the work of that is going to interfere with his learning, with his studies. And the Rebbe says, when you work, help others, then Hashem grants you that you are able to succeed in your own stuff many times more than you would without that. So, Rebbe encourages him to learn the language. Doesn't take long, and he should be able to bring many more people closer, those youth that don't speak only that language, that bring him closer to Yiddishkeit.